Northwest coastal tribes have counted on salmon and herring for thousands of years to fill their nets and fuel their cultures. That could change in just a few decades as warmer waters drive the fish north. That's according to a study out this week from the University of British Columbia. KUOW's John Ryan has the story.
Researchers looked at 98 species that Native or First Nations communities catch on the BC coast. William Chung is a professor at UBC.
What we find is that most of the species will have a decrease in potential catch and abundance by 2050.
The study focused on tribal fisheries. Some tribes could see their fish catches drop in half as the climate keeps changing.
The First Nation communities and First Nation fisheries are more susceptible to climate change impacts.
Because they are basically tied very strongly to their traditional territories.
Exactly.
The study found declining catches all along the BC coast, but the expected impacts are the worst along the Washington border. The Canadian study didn't look into Washington state, but nine tribes in Washington depend on Canadian salmon that swim through U.S. waters. David Trout with the Nisqually tribe on Puget Sound says warm ocean conditions in recent years have decimated his tribe's salmon and crab fisheries.
And that just has devastating impacts from a cultural standpoint and an economic standpoint to the Nisqually Indian tribe. And that same story played out with all the tribes in Puget Sound this year.
Some fishing boats might be able to switch to warm water fish like sardines or tuna as salmon decline.
But I just can't even foresee a time when there aren't salmon in the Nisqually River. I'm not sure that's a world that I'm really interested in living in.
The study was published in the journal PLOS One. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.